Phil, a great finish to the game today.
It was. Lads showed a lot of character, because when the team goes down to 10 men and you get the extra man, it almost puts a little bit more pressure on yourself to get that result. So to go 2-1 down and then to win the game 3-2 was massive. I think Tomo's been different class, especially since the gaffer's come in, and he's really showed like a lot of hunger, desire, quality there to get his hat rig, and he's really helped the lads out there.
The game changed a little bit though when you came on the field along with James Caton as well. We seemed to take more control then.
We did. I tried to get on the ball. Do you know when you're off the pitch you can analyse it a bit better? And I could see that they'd retreated and went to a 4-4-1, so there was a lot of opportunity to get on the ball deep and create play. I've been in teams where we've went a man down and I always encouraged the forward to stay high and press on the front, whereas they, like I said, they retreated, so it meant that we could build up play, and I thought it was a matter of time before we did score, and fortunately we did, we got two.
Tomo took his goals ever so well, didn't he? It's like you say, just typical Tomo.
He did, I've said this many a time, I've said it's not all other people in my home, if that ball drops to someone on the edge of the box, it would be Tomo, I'd be one to hit it, and that's with anybody I've ever played with. Tomo's a match winner, you know what I mean? You've got Rooney's and people like that who can have a nightmare for 87 minutes and just turn the game on its head, and he's one of them. He can just score goals from nowhere, and when he's on the pitch you know for a fine fact that you've always got a chance of scoring, and that's what he did. His quality shined through. I think it's probably not too early to say it already, he's the player of the season, you know what I mean? He's been absolutely brilliant, and fair play to him.
Puts us in great heart now though, doesn't it, for Blyth? It's we've always had good games against Blyth in the Evo Stick League, and I'm sure with this Saturday it won't be any different.
Definitely. In all honesty, it's a good time to play them because they're on a bit of a hiccup at the minute. Our place is a tough place to come to because of the size of the pitch. It's difficult for anybody, and any other team would say that. But we're unbeaten in three. We're going into a game at home off the back of a win. So it's a good time to be playing them, and hopefully we can pick up 3 points and that league will look even more healthier.